Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
On the air. Hi there. I lost track of time.
I know. Like, Steve, we're on.
You know, it's not easy being us.
No.
Every day.
It's becoming more and more of a challenge, right?
Yeah, but I'm glad everybody's here. And welcome to New Life Live. Dave Stoop is in the studio here in the Indianapolis studio.
I know.
Jill's holding down the fort there.
Yep, I'm here.
Lake Forest. We're glad
by myself,
that she's doing that.
With all the staff.
I want to tell everybody about one special thing. On Monday, that's the 29th, Focus on the Family is airing a sermon that I delivered at Northview Church. And it's on abortion. And they say it's one of the best messages ever in 28 years of broadcasting. So I'm pretty excited about that. But here is... here's another little headline for you. We did a sermon series at Northview, and I did the one on abortion. Dave Stoop came in and did the one on the opioid epidemic and how a family can deal with that. Dave's message at Northview Church, and the website is northviewchurch.us, the most downloaded and viewed message in all of 2018 was Dave Stoop's message.
That's impressive.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm impressed.
Which says two things. Dave is a great communicator.
Yes.
But secondly, it's a huge problem. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are looking for answers to a drug crisis. And so many people have gotten involved innocently where they were prescribed medication by a doctor, told, yeah, this isn't going to be a problem. And then they get addicted. Or they have chronic pain, or they get out of surgery or something. And
right, the pain is usually legitimate at first.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Pretty tough. Okay, so that was two. Here's number three. We are doing the Finding Freedom workshop. By the way, if you want to join us on the phone, 1-800-229-3000. After the break, 2 hours of phone calls. 1-800-229-3000. But Finding Freedom is on May the 3rd. And we are so thrilled to do this because if you, Jesus is the answer to everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
Trust Jesus, accept Jesus. The power of Christ, it moves mountains. But sometimes we aren't free anymore because shame from the past, fear of the future, just the anger that we experience in the present can mess us up. Trauma that's been done to us, different things. We get into habits that we didn't know we could get into, our patterns, and so we lose the freedom that we've experienced in Christ, and we're going to help you get it back, finding freedom. And it really can change everything for you, whether it is an obsession, something you just can't get out of your mind, you're obsessed with it, or a compulsion, something you can't prevent yourself from doing, you just do it no matter how hard you try. It doesn't go away. You need freedom from that, and that's what we're here for. We will help you find freedom. You have to call us 1-800-NEW-LIFE. So all of us get stuck. Ruts, patterns, wiring gets messed up, and then we have guilt, fear, anger, shame, and dread. Oh, my goodness. Mm. What a horrible thing. Pain, not optional. Misery, optional, and the option to get out of that misery is yours, and we'll help you. If you'll call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, tell you about Finding Freedom on May the 3rd. I'd love to see you there. It's in Orange County, Southern California. you come join us, Finding Freedom. All right, when we come back from the break, we're going to go right to the phones, 1-800-229-3000. That is the number. Really glad you're with us today on New Life Live.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opioid addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Stephen Arterburn here with Dr. Jill Hubbard, Dr. Dave Stoop. And Jill asked Dave what it's like in this office here in Indy, and I'm trying not to be hurt. He said it's like a Goodwill shop. Well, hey, okay, so
but
I got
said
most
in
of my
the
stuff from Goodwill.
Nicest neighborhood, right?
And you are very discerning in what you got. It's a beautiful
place.
It's a
quality Goodwill stuff.
Anyway, I love Goodwill, and what a great organization that is. 1-800-229-3000. Here we go. Let's talk with Wayne, Nashville, Tennessee, WNQM. Is the station. Hello, Wayne. Welcome to New Life. How are you?
Yes, hello. God bless
Hi.
You. Appreciate your brother and sister there. Thank you. I'm all right, by the grace of God.
Good. What's going on?
Long story short, about 6 years ago, I made a decision to assist someone to become a citizen of the United States. There was a business arrangement, nothing on paper, just verbal agreement. Of course, I became the spouse, and not too long after that, God appoints me as a youth minister, and I'm also a musician. I play the bass guitar for the congregation and the fellowship, and as youth minister and as a worker in the congregation, I mean, everything I did just turned to gold. I mean,
wow.
God just continued to bless me, and it's like, I had repentance in my heart. When I made this decision, I was thinking of finances. I was laid off my job. I'm a tutor also, so I was tutoring, but that was not much income to keep afloat.
Okay.
How can a person walking with the Lord make this type of mistake?
Yeah, so it sounds like to me, what did you do? You married somebody?
Yeah,
or
married.
What was
on the yes, that is the marriage, and it's for them to become a citizen. So it's for the card. That was the
so
bottom line.
So it's one
line.
Of those where you just, it's just, you check a box kind of thing? Like, you didn't have a wedding, it wasn't a formal thing, it was more a business agreement?
There
is that what you're saying?
There was a little wedding. No, ma'am,
oh, okay.
There was a little wedding.
Oh, okay,
there
okay.
And did you, are you guys living together?
That's the thing. Never lived together. They're way upstate somewhere on the Northeast Coast and would visit me once a year, send a birthday gift, take pictures. And at that point, in the first year, I was like, no, I've got to repent from this. This is not the way. This is not the way. And so I've shared with her that look, I've got to depart from this.
Okay, and what was her reaction to that?
She agreed, and nothing has happened yet. I know that she will have to sign a paper, and that has not happened yet.
Did you send her the paper?
I don't know. I have, sir.
Did you send her the paper to sign?
She hasn't agreed to, even before I sent the paper. She is in disagreement and wanting to continue. But there was a denial letter sent from... Of course, immigration. You know, you have to send in paperwork and pictures. And here's the kicker. I am also a missionary in Southeast Asia.
Okay, so and your question was, how does a person make this kind of decision who's a believer? Was that the question?
That's one question. The next one, I guess, bottom line is, what do I do?
Yeah.
What have been the consequences, Wayne?
Wayne, did you hear what Dave said?
Well, what have been the consequences so far?
You're going to love this. I'm a member of the military, and that has caused a problem, but nothing as far as going beyond my unit, because they know me, and they got word of this and found out. And so there's, of course, your first sergeant and your commander reprimands you, and so it's just a feeling of unworthiness. And I'm a leader, platoon leader, platoon sergeant.
Okay. So Wayne,
it's like, no, man.
What I'm understanding is that you feel really wrong because this is a deception. This is basically fraud, right? Like I hear somebody who had a good heart on the one hand wanted to help somebody, and it also benefited you financially, right? So you let the circumstances sway you. And now I'm hearing that there's shame in the face of people that you respect and positions, and you're supposed to be a leader, and here you've done something that's fraudulent.
Yes, ma'am. And never took any large amount of money. Never.
Okay.
Never
so let us
that.
Answer
I
your
never,
question.
Never did that.
Let us answer your question.
One more part, sir. Very important. The Lord showed me my wife while I was in Asia, and we have been in touch with each other every day. Since 2015, March. That's the thing. It is time. And I'm just, yes.
I think the first question is the easiest question to answer, is how does someone do this? Jill mentioned the word sway. There's actually a book entitled Sway. And one of the stories in there is of one of the chief experts in air safety made a decision under pressure, was swayed to take off in the fog, and it created, you could look it up, the worst air disaster. More lives were lost in this than any other time. And the point I want to make is that all of us, in under pressure, in times of desperation, we're human, and we make mistakes. Now, yours has a lasting consequence to it. And you want to do the right thing, but you also think that God has shown you the person that is intended to be your wife. So, since I answered the easy one, Jill, you want to start?
Well,
on the
I just
tough
have
one?
I just have this thought. Okay, Wayne, the idea of rescue fantasy comes to mind for me. That it seems like there is something, because now you know. I don't doubt that you have feelings for this woman, but again, it's somebody in another country, overseas, and there's something that can be really exciting about that, and then how do we get you, you know, how do we get to be in the same place, and all that goes along with that. And I just would caution you, I'm not saying this is exactly the same, but it has a hint of similarity here. And I think before you get deeply involved with anyone, you need to be living in the same state separately and seeing what day-to-day life is like, where you actually would be living before you commit to anyone and commit in any way, right? Because
so,
Jill's saying is you want to be sure this isn't a different version.
Right. And I guess because you said you were a missionary in Asia, that's why I thought.
But you did get married. And
we met there, but she...
She's here now. Okay.
But you did get married, and there aren't, as I can see, there aren't any grounds for... you married as a Christian, and there aren't grounds for divorce. And so... It's really...
Has this marriage ever been consummated?
Yeah. No, ma'am. Okay. She's a non-believer.
Well, I think, Wayne, you've got to start at the beginning, and you've got to undo what you've done before you start thinking about doing something different down the road.
That's right.
I'm not sure how you undo it. You know how to undo it and
to take
the lead and undo what you've done, and then you'll know whether that's for real or not, the other relationship. But to get yourself involved in that relationship would be to get everything out of order,
right?
And would make a real mess. I mean, you got a mess as it is.
Yeah, the other one knows about this.
Okay, well, but here's my question.
We've prayed about it. Yes.
What?
Yes, sir.
What kind of life is the person that you're officially married to living? Has she dated? Is she saying that, you know, you are the only person that she's ever been with, and she's been faithful to this document that you guys created? What's that story all about?
She hasn't. No, sir. She has dated a couple of times, and doing so now. I know she works in a market. Yes, sir.
So there's a chance that she, maybe you could say, has not been faithful to what you guys put together, and you may have grounds for
divorce.
But
isn't it, Steve, also abandonment by a non-believer? Like,
that,
if you
well,
were
that
to
could be.
Ask,
it's never been consummated.
No, I know.
You have that. So
I mean, the whole thing.
So there are. It seems to me there could be, after thinking through, some biblical grounds here, and what.
Sir.
You really want to do is what Dave and Jill are both saying is you got to take care of that.
Yeah.
And before moving forward with anything else.
I mean, now you have more motivation because you are seeing that you want your life to go on versus just letting this thing perpetuate. But I would almost, to the person you're legally married to, I would say, you know, I feel so guilty that we are living under fraudulent circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
so,
I did that. I sent that letter. Yes, yes.
Okay. And that I would like invite her to, you know, we either live as husband and wife and make a go of it, or we go our separate ways.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're being held hostage just so she can have a legal piece of paper.
Yeah.
And it's
it's
no fault in most states.
Yeah,
so
no
only
fault.
It takes
divorce.
One person to do the undoing. It doesn't take both to agree.
Thank you.
Okay, so
that's
in the eyes of God.
I never heard it that way. That's right.
Well,
yes.
In the eyes of God, you are married to her, and
yes,
you want to be
yes.
sure that you are faithful to that marriage in the eyes of God. And then I think you need to. Like Jill is saying, you need to do some things to be sure that you're doing something that is biblically correct, because you are a man who has, you've awakened.
Yes. you've awakened and you want to have integrity.
You don't want to wake up and then do something, you know, that causes problems, more shame, more guilt, more regret, you know. Okay? Very complicated, but it really does mean that you may have to get on an airplane and go where she is and have a chat. Look, I can't live like this, and we either have to be this, or it has to
end. We have to make it right in some way.
Yeah, we've got to do the right thing, and it's time that we do that. So that would be really the best we can do. Oh, it's so tough.
I know.
So tough.
I know. Sometimes decisions that sound like no big deal or this will be a great thing, you know, we don't see the bigger picture.
Yep. All right. Take Your Life Back is coming your way. Glad that you called. We'll ask folks to pray for you for discernment and all sorts of other things that you're going to need here.
And that you're wanting to do the right thing now.
Yeah. Okay. How about we go to Peaches, Alexandria, Virginia, is where she's calling from. Peaches, hello. How are you?
Hi. Thank you very much for giving me an opportunity to speak today.
Well,
I'm going to be brief. I just want to say that because I'm sick, I have allergies right now.
Me
too. I don't want to get the cough on the radio.
Okay. All right.
But I just want to just say thank you. Thank you all for the ministry. from my heart, with all my heart, I just want to say that I don't get a chance to listen as often as I would like, but every time I do, I'm helped. I get so much help and guidance, and you guys are great role models for me because I don't have a good male figure from my dad and my family, and I just want to thank you all with all my heart, and I mean it so sincerely. I appreciate you all, and may God bless you all, and I just appreciate the ministry. I do support it, and when I do, God always blesses me financially. He just, you know, lets me know that this is a ministry that I hope many people will support, because you're changing people's life and you have helped me so much over the years. God bless you all, and thank you very much. May God bless you.
Well, thank you for that. Wow. I want you to hold on. I'm going to get your address. I'm going to send you a Restoration Bible, just my gift to you, our way of saying thanks for encouraging other people to support us. And if you want to support us, you can call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll be back right after this for more New Life Live.
On Friday night, we came, we got into an argument, and I sit in the car outside for 2 hours. I knew what the right thing to do was to go.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C. June 28th to the 30th.
You know, I know this stuff, but it's so hard to do. Mm-hmm. I hear it, I read it, and I'm always getting in my own way. I'm always expecting my wife to go first.
Join Steve Arterburn.
We believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
And New Life's group leaders will help you focus on the area that will benefit your marriage most. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or go to newlife.com.
My biggest takeaway was to just get out of my way and go first.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man, and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me, and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Yeah, we're back. Boy, that was a complicated call, I'll tell you. And then Peaches was a great call. Love that.
Yes, love
and,
that.
And so now we're going to see what's next. 1-800-229-3000 for this. 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you need help or you want to help us. 1-800-229-3000.
Yeah, get the number right.
Okay, got it. And then 1-800-NEW-LIFE. All right, so let's go to, how about this? Let's go to Lynn, Dallas, Texas. KWRD. Hello, Lynn. Welcome.
Yes, thank you so much for taking my call.
Lynn, there's a lot of noise in the background. Any way to lower that?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah. I'm gonna,
it happens. Okay.
Well, my question is, how do I trust again? I've been divorced for over 10 years, and about 5 years ago, I got engaged. He's somebody I knew in high school. And but he was really far away, and we kind of reconnected and talked, and he brought up, you know, he told me he loved me first, and he brought up marriage, and we got engaged over the phone. I went to go visit, and it was
oh boy,
wonderful. We you know, over the phone. We would pray together. We would do devotions. He worked at the church. He's just this wonderful Christian. And we had one, you know, the first time we had a conflict, I mean, he's never been married and doesn't have kids. And so the first time we had a conflict, he ended our engagement over a text. And I was, you know, devastated. And I actually haven't dated for like 4 years because, you know, I thought, well, my problem was with men my whole life was I didn't date anybody who really loved the Lord. So when I met him again, and I thought, you know, things would be not perfect, but, you know, if we both love the Lord, you know, what could really go wrong? And then when he ended it like he did, and he lived so far away, I couldn't just go and say, what's going on? Mm-hmm. I want to get back in that dating world, but I don't know how to trust again. I'm, you know, I don't want to be alone my whole life, but I don't know what to do.
Well, I am really glad you called, because I love helping people like you. Now, well, you know, we've got the Finding Freedom workshop coming up, which you would really benefit from, but let us give you our best. And I'm going to take a stab at this, and I'm going to tell you something that is so profound you won't even believe you called a radio show and heard it, okay? You ready?
Okay.
He is not all men. He's not all men. He's one man. And men get a bad rap in this world in general, dads, men. But I'm telling you, there are some great men out there. Amazing men who love God and are consistent, and they're men of their word. For every user that you hear about, or every person who is so emotionally, well, Dave, you'd know this, but unintelligent, is that, you know,
yes,
there's a great guy. And the other part of that is sometimes they don't drive the car that some of the other guys drive, and sometimes they don't live in a house like other guys, but man, would they be a great person to be married to and a great father. And so I'm just going to encourage you that you would get whatever help you need for being traumatized by that guy, so that you are not stuck here for 4 more years and missing out on what is possible for you, and that's live a really amazing life with a really good guy.
Yeah, and Lynn, it's kind of like saying, well, I'm not going to go to church because people are all hypocrites, you know, and you know, kind of judging God based on some people's actions. And so I think that's some of what Steve is trying to say. Okay, this guy, there's a lot of immaturity there. Mm-hmm. I'm just having a hard time with the fact that he proposed over the phone.
Yeah, right.
Or you know, FaceTime or whatever. That right? That you should be together in the same place.
Or that you accepted over the phone. Yeah.
There's a little bit of fantasy when something's at a distance. It's romanticized. It's, you know, and it's that hope of someday and the potential. And the problem is we project a lot into those empty spaces. And then we are greatly disappointed. And so you didn't really see his immature relational style like you would have had you been with him day in and day out, right? Or even after the engagement to live in the same place. So, and so that's part of it.
But before him, I was... You know, before him, I tried, you know, to meet people, like, online, and the first thing I said was, you know, the most important thing in my life was, you know, God, my relationship with the Lord, and these guys said, oh, yeah, you know, we're Christians, and then, oh, you go to church, oh, yeah, and then when I'd meet, they'd want to sleep with me.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. And that's the world we live in.
And I met him, and he loved the Lord, and,
So you have eliminated the word some or just the process of a man saying he's a Christian or a believer that doesn't qualify him for anything.
It means different things to different people.
You don't want to marry an unbeliever, but you also don't want to accept naively that somebody saying they're a Christian, that's synonymous with character, because it isn't. You proved that with him.
Well, you want to be equally yoked, even within the Christian realm.
Yeah.
But the big
and
problem...
And that's what gets overlooked.
The big problem, Lynn, was that you did it long distance, and you ought to be grateful that he did what he did and
yep.
when he did, instead of delaying it and waiting till you were married.
No, I thought that too.
Yeah.
That you well, might have, your reaction could have been...
A gift text.
Whoa, what a gift.
Yeah.
What a gift. But we'll talk about it more.
God pulled me out of the gutter of my life that I was living in.
I have done a lot of work over the last 40 years. This is the first time I've ever felt love.
I've had such a wonderful weekend here. I'm 2,000 miles from my house, and for the first time in a long time, I've felt at home.
And the Lord has set me free from my mother's story about me not being good enough.
The New Life Finding Freedom Workshop is coming to Orange County May 3rd to the 5th.
We're going
to
talk about forgiveness and codependency. We're going to understand that family of origin, the unhealthy reactions to it. We're going to talk about the cycle of shame and surrender and developing the plan that moves us forward. There'll be 8 teaching sessions and 6 small group sessions.
To register or to learn more about the Finding Freedom Workshop, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I am living a new life, and I believe that I have the resources and tools to continue that.
Last year, after every man's battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Dave Stoop at my side here in the Indianapolis studio.
Yes, sorry.
Grateful that you're here, Dave. And Dr. Jill Hubbard is there in Lake Forest holding down the fort. And right now, mm-hmm. we are talking with Lynn, who was hurt deeply. And
yeah.
And Jill, what else do we need?
Well, I just feel so bad because I just talked to so many women in this position. And, you know, it is when you're in midlife, unfortunately for women, our pool shrinks in terms of the amount of people that are available to us versus men's pool gets much larger because they can date in broader ranges typically. So that being said, you only need one. You know, to right?
You only need one. There's the headline of the day.
But you may have to go through 20 guys to get there.
Yeah, you can't give up, Lynn, because what's the alternative, right? To just have your wall of I don't trust anybody and I'm going to be alone forever and I'm going to feel bad about myself. I'm joining the club of bitter women. No. It's like God has purpose in everything. You have to get involved with things. You have to live your life and expose yourself to places where you can meet all kinds of people. And you let people around you know that you're open, right? And so you just keep plugging along and realize this guy was really immature and you got caught up in the hope of something great and it just didn't pan out that way and
yeah,
God protected you.
Yeah. And
but, what, I mean, where do you go?
I know.
Where do you go?
I'm right there with you.
I mean,
it's hard.
I don't want to
date
anybody in my church.
Okay,
so here's the thing.
If you break up, then you still see them. You have to change churches.
You go and do interesting things outside of your church where you might meet interesting people.
Mm-hmm.
You volunteer. You take classes. You develop hobbies you never thought of. And you start to develop such an interesting life. You do not include staying home and watching TV in this life that you're going to develop.
Yeah.
And it's all about...
Change your circles.
Yeah.
Create new paths.
and meeting new people, and here's the thing, you have to get rid of the sackcloth and mm-hmm. ashes, because that's not a people. So yeah. you take them off and you tell folks, that was the way it was, it's no more, I'm out of mourning. And look, if this was so traumatic that you need to get some kind of, do some trauma work on it, mm-hmm. so that you can accept a man with a blank slate versus judge him based on this guy, then I would do that too. But
so that
it's
means
not
get some
bleak.
Input from your friends at what yeah. what is in the way that you don't see. What are some blocks to relationships?
You're not going to get that information when it's distant. But trust is rebuilt a little bit at a time, and mm-hmm. it's not built back quickly. It's slowly. So be careful, be on guard, but don't be morose or
mm-hmm.
Paranoid.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what we're saying is, it's not easy, but it's not impossible if you're willing to really put yourself into this process of finding a person that's worthy to be with you. And so I'm going to send you this little book, Is This the One? Because it's got all sorts of ideas in here of how you can find and meet and be with folks that are interesting, that, you know, whether or not you marry them, you've had a good time in the process. And that's what we want to see.
Oh, great.
Okay, so that's going to come your way.
Thank you so much.
And I hope it'll be a blessing to you, and I'm really glad you called us today. 1-800-229-3000, that is the number. Joining us in the studio, Larry Sonnenberg. Hey, Larry, how are you?
Hey, Steve, doing well.
Great. We want to talk about Club New Life, or do we want to talk about folks giving a one-time gift today?
I'll take both.
Okay, both, we'll do it. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, we'll take both.
I got to thinking, you know, people want to belong to something bigger than themselves.
Yes.
Something beyond themselves. And we have that opportunity. I mean, either giving a one-time gift or joining the family of Club New Life members. And it's a simple way to do it. You can just call us, or you could go online and join. And say you want to join. It's a monthly giving program, $30 or more a month. We have fabulous thank you gifts. The most popular one we've had of late, and we're kind of reintroducing it right now, is the Artiburn Wellness Series. 8 books, understanding and loving a person with, and there's 8 different issues, and they're all, if you don't have
borderline personality, narcissism, drug addiction, you name it, it's
bipolar.
Yeah, and if you don't have it, you know somebody who does.
Mm-hmm.
But here's real quick a letter that came to us. I've been listening to you for years. I must say your show's played a major role in helping me gain a new life, especially emotionally and mentally. I've been a believer over 20 years, realized after listening to your show that there was a more excellent way approaching to living God's way every day. I needed direction and help after having a child and not being married and dealing with a tremendous guilt. I began to use your methods and questions used while processing callers' issues as a filter for my own thoughts and problems. Then she goes on to say, you know, it's been 8 years. Life is still tough sometimes, but this program has directed her to the right things, the right way to think.
Nice.
And it's just a wonder, if you believe in those kinds of things, you know, what do these people do? You listeners, where would you go if this program wasn't there? Mm-hmm. And the way we can keep it going and keep providing this kind of help is if you'll join us on the Club New Life campaign. $30 a month or more.
And we send you Artiburn Wellness Series, 8 books. It's a little library of how to help other people. It's an amazing thank you gift. I think the value is about $120 right there. Mm-hmm. Also, a one-time gift, we send you, I think, the most beautiful book that's ever come out of New Life, 100 Days of Peace.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it's a beautiful book, mm-hmm. and it's full of great, great insight and peace and love and wisdom for you. And for your prayer life and devotional life. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Either way, we would love to hear from you. Thank you, Larry. Appreciate that. All right. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you want to join us on the program, 1-800-229-3000. Let's go to Marie. She's calling from Lansing, Michigan. WLCM is the station. Hi there. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing okay. What's going on in your life today?
Oh, I have a son that has an opioid addiction.
An opioid addiction?
Yes.
Okay.
She found out about a year, year and a half ago. She has cancer, colon cancer. And she seems so addicted to them that I think she's going to end up dying real soon because she doesn't want to take care of herself. She's more into the drug than anything else. I have another friend that has had cancer for 12 years. She was told she would not last 10. She's here 12 years, thank God. And we're very worried about her.
Okay.
Because we just don't think she gives a crap. She's more into being taken care of and wants everybody to pity her. We don't know what to do anymore.
Okay. So what is the question for us then?
How do we confront her? How do we get her to understand she's got two kids that she's taken advantage of? She needs to live life and fight for herself.
Right.
But she's
here's the dilemma. But here's the dilemma. If she is addicted, talking to her will only make her feel worse, and then she'll want more of the drug. So what she has to have or needs is treatment. And
her
sister
confronted her. She had to come up from Florida.
Okay.
And confronted her and told her that she thinks she's using it for attention. And all of a sudden now she's worse than ever.
Yeah.
Trying to prove herself wrong.
That didn't do much good just to talk. You have to have an alternative for her to get help. And so what I would encourage you, if you really want to help her and your sister to do, is to look into what are the options for her to get treatment in your area, and what would happen, how would the kids be taken care of, who can help with that, and solve some of those practical matters, so then you're not making her feel worse about something that is out of control for her. I believe you, she's addicted. And you're giving her a path to get better versus a path to feel worse about something that she can't change until it finally makes sense. I've got an option here. I don't have to continue.
We can't get her children to understand, though.
Yeah.
They believe her mom that bad, and we don't know how to make her kids understand that she is under an addiction.
Yeah.
They believe that she is in that much pain.
Well,
she is.
You got to get help.
And she is in pain, and painkillers are not effective for chronic pain. We'll be back right after this.
Said, we need to talk. She's asked me for the first time if I would consider myself a sex addict. You know, I thought it was just about admitting the things that I had done wrong. I never had a clue that it was about redeeming our story. You know, I thought it was just about coming clean on what I had done. I had no idea how to help her with her pain. She was a mess, I was a mess, and we got divorced. Going to EMB, surrounding myself with these other men, they accepted me for who I was and what I had done, but they challenged me to step up and do better. You know, they'll be around other men who are not just pointing the finger, but willing to get in and wade through it with them, you know, get in the trenches. They'll get hope from this workshop. Take my sweet wife and my story. We were divorced, remarried, and on our way to what I think will be the sweetest years of our lives. You know, it's no longer simply about surviving. For the first time ever, you know, we're thriving, we're enjoying where we're at.
Hey, listen, if you're struggling, we want to see you at the workshop. Give us a call, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools
to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and Marie, Jill, well, you had a question, I think.
Well, Marie, can you just clarify for me, because, excuse me, I thought we were talking about your son at first, and then...
Oh, no.
Okay.
It's one of... Me and my friend, we... All three of us get together, and we try to be each other's support.
Okay, so it's your friend that has cancer that's also addicted to opioids.
That have cancer. Both of them have cancer.
Oh, both of them. Okay.
One is very strong, and one is just using drugs to keep it.
Yeah, okay, so I got that part. And I'm so sorry that you're too... close friends are both. That's really hard. I think it's also important to try not to compare them, because people do handle situations differently. And to also realize you do have limited control here in this situation. It's a hard thing when you're facing cancer. You know, some people unfortunately take a more hopeless approach. It's like, well, I'm going to die anyway. What does it matter, right? And especially if her kids have kind of, you know, bought into it, they're choosing how they want to live the end of her life. That being said, I'm wondering if you could volunteer to go to the doctor with her, because sometimes the doctor isn't getting the whole picture. And for you to hear from the doctor, because as her friend, that's somebody that wants to help her in the latter stages, you need to know about this, and you need to know about her condition and what can be expected. I think it would be an education for you, and it would be another set of ears hearing what the doctor is telling her. And that could, you know, give you some good insight on how to move forward, as well as letting the doctor know what you see.
Well, she could even call the doctor's office and leave word that she's concerned.
I'm concerned about my... friend, and you know, we see that she really is dependent and probably addicted to this. Here's what we know about addiction: that nothing makes sense other than the person's being controlled by something else. And while we think the answer is them getting off the drug, they're thinking the drug is my answer. When I don't have this drug, I'm crazy, or I feel like I'm going to go crazy. And so we need to be able to give them an option that they might be able to live with. And so I'm going to send her a Life Recovery Bible. I'm going to send Take Your Life Back. I hope and pray that she would call that doctor or go to the doctor with her, look into the options for treatment in that area, and at least you'd be able to say, I gave her a path that could have saved her life. That's what I'd want to do. All right, let's go to, how about we talk with Betsy, Chicago, Illinois, Sirius XM. Hi, Betsy, how are you?
Hi, how are you? Thank you, first of all, for allowing me. I know you don't have much time. I have two things I would like to say as words of encouragement. There was a young lady, maybe two or three callers. Her name was Lynn. And she was struggling with finding, you know, trust in a relationship.
Right.
I just wanted to encourage her. Because it doesn't matter whether it's a man of God, a woman of God, or a friend, you're going to always have that trust issue.
Yeah.
So you have to go. I'm encouraging her that as in Matthew, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added.
If she takes
those concerns to God in prayer and just consistently say, God, I thank you for good character, good judgment, discernment of spirit, she will be able to discern these things before it even gets to that point. secondly, I wanted to encourage her because I was in a situation where that I desired to be in a relationship or marriage more so. In the meantime, until God gives her the mate or she feels spirit-led, I'm encouraging her to get her an application study Bible. Start looking at all the scriptures and dealing with relationships of people that God brought together, and then start looking at the different relationships about marriages, friendships, relationships, and she's going to be spiritually nourished because if she's not ready for what God is going to give her, even though she thinks she's ready, there are things that she has to have purged out of her or taken away so that God can prepare her for the mate that he has for her. So long story short, I'm encouraging her to start looking up all the scriptures about relationships, marriages, things about a husband and a wife, meditate on those day in, day out, start thanking God in advance for what he's going to do for her, and start her looking for God is going to put people or individuals, may it be through one from another person of connecting her to someone. Well, God is going to give her the desires of her heart.
Mm-hmm. Betsy, I you are speaking our language. And, you know, Dave and I, we not only edited the Life Recovery Bible, but we edited the Bible, one Bible of the year, the Spiritual Renewal Bible. I'm going to send that to her, and it's a great study Bible, and I think it's going to help you with that. I think, you know, we're already going to send Lynn that, is this the one? But we can send that Bible also, and that'll be a great thing for her. Right. Anyway, thanks, Betsy. And for you, I'll send Take Your Life Back. And all of you, you know, there is a Bible. We've got a Restoration Bible, Life Recovery Bible, Spiritual Renewal Bible. We've got Bibles. Every man's Bible. And we have Bibles for you. And there's something to be said for a guy that's carrying a Bible, not just using your phone to look stuff up. But when you carry a Bible, you make a statement, you're able to write things down, remember them, and then you pass that on to somebody else, and that becomes a valuable part of your history and heritage. So if you need a Bible, we have them. It's pretty amazing when people get into God's Word what starts to change. We have amazing, amazing life-changing experiences that we do. And we've been doing it for 31 years, and I hope and pray that if you're struggling with anything, Finding Freedom is May the 3rd. Come join us. Also, Every Man's Battle is on May the 3rd. Those are in different places. Those are different workshops. But guys, come on. The summer's coming up. You could be free this summer. Intimacy in Marriage is June the 28th. Miracles happen at that Intimacy in Marriage Intensive. That's in D.C., Washington, D.C. And Restore Hope for a Woman's Heart. If you've been hurt by a man, with sexual integrity problems, this is a great source of healing for you. You call us July 19th. That's in Dallas. And then every year we do a life recovery conference. We're doing it October the 5th in Irvine. And our title of this conference, the theme, 12 Steps to Happier. Don't you want to be happier? I think all of us could use it. I don't know of anybody that wants to be sadder. So here's a great way to use the 12 steps to get where you want to be. We were just talking with the president of Anderson University, Dave and I. We had a meeting there, and we were talking about the fact that a lot of people outside of recovery don't have a path to build character, and that's really what the 12 steps are. And we love those steps, and they're right out of the Bible because they provide the path that you need for maturity and growth and character. So if you don't have a Bible, you can call us, but look, we need your help and support. You support us at $30 a month, we'll send you 8 books in the Arterburn Wellness Series, Understanding and Loving a Person Who's Struggling with Depression, Somebody Else is Struggling with Narcissism. We'll help you deal with that. $30 a month, send you all 8 books. Chemical Dependency is in there, Borderline Personality, all sorts of great stuff. And then a gift of any amount, and I'll send you one of my favorite gifts we've ever offered, 100 Days of Peace. It's a beautiful little devotional book. I think you'll love it. Don't forget, on Monday, I'll be on Focus on the Family talking about the impact of abortion on men. So tune in. Please do. Thank you, Jill, Dave. Thanks to all of you who support us, who watch, who listen. God bless you. See you next time.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.